Welcome, everybody. How's everybody doing?
I'm honestly excited. The last 2 days, I've felt like absolute dog shat.
I've been waking up hungover every day for the past 2 weeks, and I don't know why.
And you're not even drinking.
And I'm not drinking. I'm eating a lot better, and I'm working out. Weird. I don't know what it is. I'm waking
Something's going on.
It up, and it's saying that I'm not eating good.
Oop.
But how am I not eating good when I went from pizza and fucking all this bullshit every day?
What would you do if you found out you were sleepwalking and just eating insane?
Oh my God. Like, I would fucking off myself.
Have you ever sleptwalked?
I'm sure I did, but I.
You did, right?
I used to sleep talk a lot.
No,
I
think, but didn't you charge after Elton?
Oh, that, yeah.
But you weren't up? Like, you weren't conscious for that?
I came to consciousness like after he was like, what the fuck are you doing?
You're with Elton? Wait, when was this?
This was when I was in Dubai with him.
Whoa.
We were in a hotel room and he was like working on the computer and I was sleeping in the bed. And I just like apparently sat up and just charged over to him and ran like up to him. He was like, what are you doing? Mm. And I woke up being like, whoa. I don't know.
It happened in Dubai?
Yeah.
People have killed people sleepwalking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine that. You commit a crime. And you weren't drunk,
been,
you weren't intoxicated, you just did it while
it's
you were sleeping.
It's been proven, right? Like,
that what?
You know, like somebody can obviously fake it or lie and say, like, I was sleepwalking, but like it's been proven that people have killed sleepwalking, right?
Oh man, and imagine that feeling like you did it, but you were sleepwalking, but you didn't do it, but you did it.
But you don't go to jail for that, you get put into like a facility, right?
I guess that you would have to prove it. They would go, okay, then we're gonna do like a sleep study on you for a whole week. And can you imagine being like, it normally happens.
Imagine like you didn't actually do it while in your sleep and like you have to now fake it like in the lab and you're like, okay, how do I play this off like I'm sleeping and
you're dreaming about murdering somebody just so like hopefully it works.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Wow. All right, let's jump into this.
Yeah, let's do it.
We got stuff to talk about.
Woo. 3, 2, 1. It's Comic Town, baby. Let's go. Welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm tired.
You are?
Wait, when am I supposed to?
You did it wrong.
I'm Mariah. We're tired.
And
we're,
there it is.
We just did a podcast right we before this one.
You want Trevor Wallace's?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I think that was a good little warm up.
Yeah. Because I'm still feeling the juice. We're good.
Good.
I'm saying that's really cool, but the second you left, I'm Googling. I'm like, who the hell is Trevor Wallace?
You know Trevor Wallace?
Well, now, once I saw his face, I was like, oh, that guy? That's really cool. I can't do names to faces. We already know this.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
But I think we all know him because of the internet. It's not like we all.
He's really big now.
He started on the internet? He is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think he started doing skits and shit. Right. Mm-hmm. And then it like got to that. Yeah.
Oh, that's
he
so
created, really funny. Ain't no laws when you're drinking claws.
He came up with that
he
line.
He made that up. Isn't that wild?
Do you have a patent for that?
No, he actually got in a lot of trouble.
A patent for a phrase.
So, I think it would be
like a trademark.
That's what I meant.
Isn't it crazy that he came up with a line that like everybody uses, which like, you know, helps promote the company, like not promote the company, but like it gets the brand out there so much more. And they're just like, and they kind of like punish them for it.
Yeah, wild.
How's McDonald's feeling about this Grimace Shake thing?
I think they absolutely love it.
Yeah, of course. I think other fast foods. People are already in the conferences like, okay, we need to come out with this and we need to make it go viral.
And that's not the way to do it.
It has to be organic.
Have you guys had the Grimace Shake?
We actually had it on the podcast.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like Fruity Pebble milk.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Jordan said it tastes like a underwhelming Fruity Pebble.
Yeah.
It's
light.
Do you know what Grimace is?
Still don't.
A taste bud. It's a taste bud.
Jordan
and I had a long car ride today and he was educating me.
He's a taste bud?
Yeah.
Oh, Jordan, aren't you like a big fan of Grimace?
I'm a huge fan of Grimace.
he dusted that mic off.
I love him.
Happy birthday, Grimace.
Happy birthday, Grimace.
I like that they're like embracing the like McDonald's characters, like the Avengers of McDonald's. Like,
yeah, and they never did that.
We got the Hamburglar.
Yeah.
And then we got... How many are there?
I thought it was just Ronald, Hamburglar, and Grimace.
Oh, there's not.
I thought Hamburglar was Burger King.
No, that's Burger King.
Burger King is the
He's
king.
The king.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Why did I like put that Hamburglar to Burger King?
Who's the yellow one?
It's Birdie, the early bird.
For breakfast?
More?
Yeah. Oh, there's a whole.
Oh, this is, oh my God.
It's like Sesame Street.
It's Succession.
Who's the pirate?
My gosh.
I don't know. Probably for fish and chips, for the fish
fillet.
Hold on. They all look like they're not in the same world. Go to the big group shot. Like, they don't even look remotely cohesive.
Like, it looks like a bunch of people got high, went into the conference room and be like, let's just do it all. Let's do all the ideas.
Everybody come up with their own thing.
Everybody come up with an idea and let's just make one big family.
And then the pom-poms, it's just the same.
And they're on skates.
I love the green one.
Did the Hamburglar ever get arrested? Did he ever serve time? He's like a convict who got out of jail.
I just love
and the one thing he wants to go rob is burgers. Like, huh?
Like Plankton.
Yeah. Oh, the Hamburglar.
Were prison outfits actually black and white stripes back then?
Oh my gosh. Okay. I am doing that for Halloween.
Hamburglar?
Oh yeah.
Pretty cool.
Jordan's going to be the pom-pom.
I like the whole group. The whole group should just do it. We should. The McDonald's.
I bet. You know how many people are going to be Grimace this year?
Oh, a lot.
But that costume would be horrible. Imagine having to walk around with that fucking thing.
Yo, Grimace is thick, slim thick.
Like a purple pear.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. Jonah could do that one.
Like, he could.
if he just painted his body purple, and he would do it, and it would look just like that.
Not a good-looking mascot.
Did you ever meet Ronald when you were like a child?
Never.
No, but they did have that like lifestyle statue next to them.
He was always sitting on a bench like this.
Wait, not like this,
yes.
right?
Yes.
He just wanted kids to come sit on that lap. Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, come here.
Literally.
Come here.
Dude, Ronald McDonald walked so it could run.
I think
Poltergeist was
I think he is the reason people are scared of clowns. Mm-hmm. Like, that looks terrifying.
I agree. And it's different. Every single one, they hire like a different company and they just all do it their way.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're going to do it our way. Terrifying.
I'm so fascinated by like clowns these days. Cause like there's like professional clowns. They exist. Yeah. But I'm like, who's booking clowns? Like, are they booked and busy? Like, are kids wanting... Kids want Elsa to come visit their party.
I think parents almost do it as a joke. They're like, we should have a clown come. Yeah, let's do it. I think those are how the conversations are happening. Yeah. I think it's like literally like, we should have a clown come. Yeah, that'd be great for the kids.
There was a clown school by my grandparents' house. What? In like Placid.
Is it called clown school? It is like a legit yes. college for people to yes. go to. Clown school.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Yes.
There's a whole college?
Yeah.
There's somebody on TikTok. I think it's that one, but she was posting her journey going to clown school.
It's like juggling 101.
There's no way. Yes. That's insane. It reminds me of the MS7 family. Well, who's that family on TikTok?
SM6.
I love SM6.
I know, but I feel like they would do like a clown school. Like that.
No, not anymore. They're cool now.
They're cool, now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'm not gonna lie, that Grimace shake is giving me a tummy ache, though.
I only had a couple sips.
You
had half?
Yes.
You're going to turn into Grimace.
Sorry if I have gas, guys. I apologize.
Zane, is the room cool enough for you?
Yes. It was fucking like a sauna here. I could not film in a sauna. I can't film like in heat in general.
We're incubating a child.
That's what I heard. And I had to like contain my excitement because I wanted to wait for this podcast.
Yes.
So what?
Last week, Heath told me you should download the Neighbor app. Because you can see everybody's Ring camera footage because I'm very nosy and I love the Citizens app. And I was like,
you're going to die once you figure out the Ring app, Neighbors.
The night that I downloaded it, the first post I see is that this girl in the area found two abandoned kittens. Now, we are not cat people at all. Like, everybody knows we're not really cat people. Dogs over cats any day.
Mind you, the cat killers in your backyard, I wouldn't either.
Right. So something in me, without hesitation, I went over to Heath and I was like, I need to get these cats. And he was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I don't know why I need to get these cats.
So it was calling to you.
Cats, yeah. Plural.
There was two.
Okay.
So she basically said like, I found these two cats. They were abandoned by the mom cat. I don't have like the funds to be able to care for them and like keep them like
she
healthy.
Has cats at home, but she works full time and she couldn't afford to like help it survive because it's expensive. So I was like, I know she wants them saved. Like, I'm right here. And it was like 8 o'clock at night. I'm like, I don't think they're going to last throughout the night if
they're
somebody's not helping
fragile.
Them. Yeah, they were just, she said they were, she said they're a day old. Umbilical cord's still on, like.
But
umbilical cord's
still on. The mom cat was with the lady?
Yeah, so she found them in the street.
She only found two, though.
Well, there's three cats.
Okay.
The mother was under 1 year old.
Oh,
so
shit.
She didn't have enough milk to provide for the others. So she only took one and she kept taking the two cats and like putting it in front of the mom and she was completely neglecting them. And then she just left.
Wow.
And didn't come back. So she grabbed them because of course all the comments were like, make sure like we understand that cats leave for a few hours to eat or get food, whatever. And then they come back. So everyone's like, make sure. She goes, no, she's right here. She's only feeding one. She's only looking at one. Like she wants nothing to do with the other two. And she has rescued other cats before, so she knows what this is. So she grabbed them, and then I messaged her, and I said, I can get them right now.
Oh, I didn't know what to say, but I wanted help, so I said, like, I'll just get...
It's this cat distribution system.
Yep. Do you know about the cat distribution system?
No.
What's the cat
distribution system? Yeah, I didn't know. So,
explain what the cat
is. It's basically like a theory that nobody buys a cat. People just end up with a cat.
Ah,
like
yes.
It's just like, oh, where'd you get your cat? Oh, it was inside of the engine of my car one day when I went to go out and I just, now I have a cat.
Yeah.
It's like people are just like, I just have a cat.
You don't buy cats.
Right now, my Instagram feed is like people finding cats. And all the comments are cat distribution system. He's yours now. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, I don't make the rules. So partial distribution.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Voluntarily.
I met halfway with the distribution.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we, thank you, Jordan. Try the veal. So she sends me a picture of the cats and I was like, oh my gosh, they're so cute. I've seen videos of kittens and they fit in the palm of your hand, but they're usually like, their stomach's on your hand. They're small. So when she sent me the picture, I was like, oh my gosh, perfect. They're so cute. She shows up to the house.
She brought them in an Altoids can.
Oh my God. Like, what?
They could have fit like that. Yeah, like
very,
tiny.
Very tiny. And I'm assuming, because then I looked up like how small they normally are, because I've never, ever seen a cat like that. And I think because the mom itself was so small and young, they came out small. A normal sized cat, full grown cat, they come out like a little bigger. So I was like, oh, like they're extra fragile. So we bring it in.
She only gives you one. Did she make, wait, or did she?
No, we got both
two.
Cats.
There's two cats here?
Don't get so excited, Matt.
What?
So we get the two cats. I'm lying to her. I'm like, this is what we do. Like we have,
we're breeders.
She goes, do you have all the stuff? And I said, yeah, we already got it. Like we're good. We're taken care of. I'll update you. So like, I mean, she's like my new friend. I'm like sending her pictures and stuff. Meanwhile, we're all in the kitchen, Instacarting formula, blankets, like everything we need. We are researching to no end. We haven't slept in a week. Like we're up at all hours of the day. It's like literally having a newborn. I'll try to cut it short.
Yeah.
But a few days ago, the one cat, we named him Elvis.
Uh-huh.
He was not growing as fast as the other one when we were doing the same things to both, like feeding wise, we were doing everything that we needed to do. And he ended up declining like really fast. Uh-huh. So he was having trouble breathing.
They get something called like fading kitten syndrome.
Yeah, it's called fading kitten syndrome, where even though they have a lot of energy one day, the next day they can just completely like start declining and there's no saving them. It is extremely difficult. It's like a 50-50, maybe 60-40 chance that like they're going to survive.
In the mother's milk, there's like some sort of nutrient or whatever that they can only get from that. It's not in formula.
Yeah.
That basically helps them with their immune system and being able to like fight off stuff. So we don't know if they had like parasites or anything from like that first.
Yeah, it could be underlining and we don't know.
Anything.
Yeah, it's a street cat too.
We were like, we have to try. We can't just like leave these cats. Like we have to try. It's late at night. There's nothing we can do. So anyway, he started declining and we immediately like our instincts kicked in and we were like, we got to take them in. So we were hopping around from hospital to hospital. Keep in mind, they have to stay at like a 98 degree temperature, these cats.
Oh boy.
So now we're in the car.
I've got the heater on full blast.
It's like 100 degrees outside and now we're blasting the heat. So like we're dying, but we're making sure that they're staying warm because their temperature can't drop. Otherwise that's it for them. The most important thing with these kittens are feeding and sleeping and staying warm. Like that if they're not warm, that's it, they're done. So we're trying to keep them warm. We show up to three, four different hospitals and they're sending us to other ones because they're like,
we can't, they're too little.
We can't. We finally found a spot, but by the time we got there, he was like cold.
He's like really lethargic, breathing slow. And we're like, okay, we got to, he needs help fast.
Yeah, he needs help.
Are they meowing?
The one is meowing, but one of them was like really quiet and not moving.
Yeah, he couldn't get any sound out because he was trying to breathe. So anyway, he did end up passing.
But we walk into the last hospital and they like immediately took him into like the back, like trying to get him help. And then,
so they disappear with him. Then they're shoving paperwork in our faces. They're taking my credit card.
We'll take them. And then they're like, okay, sign this. We need to do this. I'm like, okay.
It's going to be $1,000 deposit. And then if you want us to resuscitate, it'll be $500 per resuscitation.
Oh my God. They're like, we need to do this now. I'm like, can you give me a second? I just met this cat. This is like, this is a lot of money for like a thing I've known for a day.
She's breathing over Heath's shoulder. And he's like, I'm going to need like a second to think because we just met this cat. And she goes, I totally understand, but you're going to have to sign there.
Oh my God.
Wild. Like no sympathy. They weren't mean. They were just like,
but
it's a business.
They need
it's
to like business. Act so, yeah. fast to get it help. I get it. But it was just like very aggressive. And then this was
like days after we got this cat.
Like to me, it just feels like they don't really care about the cat.
Right.
They take him in. We're like, okay, he's in good hands. We're good. They bring us into our room. We're sitting down for a minute. Doctor walks in. All right. So the cat did expire.
Expire?
Yeah.
That's the word they use.
The cat did expire. And, you know, feel really bad. The other one's doing okay though right now. And we'll check back in. We're there for 2 hours. Finally, another lady comes in and they're like, so for the cat that expired, do you want to cremate him? Do you want to take him? How do you want to do this?
She goes, do you want us to keep him and cremate him? Do you want the ashes or do you want to take him home? And we're like, oh, you can keep him and cremate him. It's okay.
Did they charge for that?
$200.
I was like, give me the cat.
Give me the cat. We'll give it a burial.
Yeah. So
and then they brought me the cat in the box. On the box, it says decreased instead of deceased. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
What? Oh my God.
We still have the box. It says
decreased.
Kitten one, decreased.
Yeah, crazy. And this wasn't
like, what the fuck?
This place wasn't like a rinky-dink place. It was really nice. It was clean. It was big. It was nice.
You know what they did with that? They brought the kitten in the fucking side, and
they went for lunch. Yeah. That's what it seemed like. Yeah,
because they probably saw the cat and saw that. Oh, I don't think it's gonna make it. Why spend any extra?
Right.
And
then a lot of them have that attitude where it's like there is a very high risk that these kittens are not gonna make it without their mother. We're very aware of that, but we're just trying to find somebody that actually like.
But also, it
is possible
at the front desk. Be like, hey, listen, this thing's got about like one more minute to live. That much money is pretty absurd to try to do this. The odds are it's not gonna work.
Yeah,
like,
just something.
But then they come in like a minute later and be like, all right, he's gone. How do you want to do this?
Yeah. They made me put down $1,000 deposit because they were like, don't worry, you'll get money back because we do $1,000. So there's a big window for us to try different things instead of calling you every time we want to try different this and that. Now keep in mind, they are too young to have tests run on them, medicine in them. They're not allowed to do anything.
They can't have any like shots for like dewormers or anything like
so
that.
So what can you do with $1,000?
Just to look at them and be like, yes or no. When we're done, they give us the decreased box. We walk out. They're like, okay, you could go check out and get like some of your deposit back. I'm like, cool. I'm thinking it's like, because they told us it's like $100 to see each cat. I'm like, all right, I'll get like, I don't know, $700 back, something. She goes, do you want the receipt for the $5 back?
What? We got $5.
Were they making like a bionic kitten back there? Inspector Gadget.
I was holding Elvis and I was like, email it to me.
Oh my.
Crazy.
Nightmare.
So I was like, I said, this is why we don't do pets. Like I can't do, I don't know who's just trying to make money, whatever.
And then we're bawling our eyes out in the backyard, burying him.
We're burying him. Like, Heath is playing Elvis music.
Man, I get way too emotional with that shit.
Yeah, me too. So we buried him. I'm still like fulfilled that we gave him, that's probably the best life that he would have had.
Yeah, gave him a shot.
Yeah, so.
He had the best shot.
I said, for $1,000, you could have at least told us the breed, the gender, anything. Because when they have us fill everything out, he didn't have a name at the time. So it was kitten one and kitten two.
Yeah.
So all the information about the cat, we put question marks. It was like breed. I was like, I don't know. Gender, we don't know. They could have at least been like, I'm so sorry he passed, but it is a boy and he's this breed, like nothing. They were just like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Wow.
We think they were
checked
boys.
For the sex.
We do think it's a boy.
This one we think is a boy, but he's doing good.
Yeah. We buried Elvis. So,
okay.
Now the second one, Dino.
Dino.
We called him Dean after Dean Martin. Cause they looked like rats when we got them. So we were like, let's name them after the Rat Pack. So we originally wanted to do Sinatra and Dean, but Elvis kept leaving the building. He kept leaving the box. He kept climbing out. So I was like, and Heath said Elvis. I was like, that's perfect.
Yeah.
So after Dean Martin, we got little Deanie Martini going on. He's doing amazing. I just looked at a before and after picture just a week apart, and like his fur's coming in, like he's super
really
healthy.
Where
he's
is
really
he?
Really cute. He's in our room right now. We usually keep him in this room. That's why it's so hot.
Can I see a picture?
Yeah, sure.
Of course.
Can I see it after?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we can go check him out.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
Yeah, he's really cute. And thank God our friend Jack.
Yeah.
I reached out to her, and because her friend rescues and adopts kittens, like neonatal kittens they're called, so she's a pro at it. So she goes, trust me, like reach out to my friend. So I give her a call, she gives a call to like the professional kitten feeder,
head kitten bitch.
Wow.
So now I'm in this group chat with these professional kitten people and I'm updating them all hours. It could be 3 a.m and I tell them what happened and they're texting back. I'm like, this Whoa. Is amazing. So she gives me peace of mind like every hour of the day, and I'm so grateful to have her, because she is saying like, you guys are doing amazing for people who don't know what they're doing. Like, everything you're doing is right.
Do we know the breed? What's
no
the coat?
Idea.
What coat?
It's all white.
All white.
Isn't that cool? Ooh. I know. I'm really excited. I hope it stays all white. But he's
doing
amazing.
What if it's a short hair? What if it's a Maine Coon?
I don't know.
What if we
know? I can't believe that you guys don't know the breed and you're not able to get that.
A ragdoll, Siamese.
Definitely not Siamese.
I love a Maine Coon.
Wait, you could. And she doesn't know what the mom, the lady that gave it to you, she doesn't know what the mom cat breed was.
I don't know. They all kind of look similar, unless they have long hair, short
Dude, Maine
hair.
Coons get huge.
He's kind of got like a little bit of gray in his ear.
Okay.
Coming in now.
Mm, yeah. I can't wait to check it out. I love cats.
The update is his eyes aren't open yet. They should be open by the weekend, maybe end of the weekend. His umbilical cord officially fell off. Is it pooping, peeing? Pee pee cockying.
Is it like liquidy?
Tell him about the pee pee cocky, hun.
You got to stimulate the cat. So you got to get in there with like a warm towel.
Ooh.
And wipe.
Get the glands going.
Just to get it out.
Just to get him to start going, yeah.
It really is like having a newborn. Like, Heath was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to change diapers in the future. And I'm like, trust me, you get like immune to it. And you're like,
Once you got an animal that shits on your hand one time, you're like, all right.
I don't, like, you know, birds know how to build a nest, which is strange. Like, a spider knows how to build a web. Dogs just poop and shit outside. But cats have this weird thing where they need to go
potty train
in grass or in like sand or gravel.
Right.
It's this whole thing for
or
them.
Or the toilet. It's a very common
so
thing.
So interesting.
Yeah, you can teach it how to use a toilet, but you really don't want to be going up to a toilet having to flush after like there's just been cat shit in it.
But like, they do say it's in there, like it's an instinct for them to go use a litter box, which is insane.
Yeah. I think there's something also, same thing why dogs like kick after they poop. There's like pheromones that come out. Mm. They secrete sweat after in their paws. And that's why they like have to kick. They need to like kind of mark their territory. There's something about what they do when they're like, it's the kicking and the gravel and stuff.
I was thinking about it, but then we found out. So the mother cat chews off the umbilical cord.
I mean, yeah, makes sense. How else are they going to do it?
I know, but that's just like, it's
crazy.
So
like you don't think about, they have to go through it too.
And then they like lick this. Like that's why we're like wiping it to simulate what the
kids are. Yeah, we have to like create a tongue. So we use like a wet paper towel. We put it in the microwave for a little bit and get it warm.
Imagine that's what we did when we had a newborn. We had to get it to pee. And
yeah, dude.
Isn't there some mothers that eat the fucking
placenta?
Yeah, that's the thing. You get a free... I don't even want a
smoothie.
It's a huge steak that you got back in like, I'm talking about like our most primitive.
Let's try
days.
It now. What if it's good? What if it's like a good
people
piece
say it's
of
filled
steak.
With nutrients.
Get it from like Jamba Juice.
It makes you feel one.
It's like a Korean barbecue.
Oh gosh.
It's like the most expensive item though. It's like the human placenta. It's like, ooh,
I could see that.
Decadence.
You guys might start becoming cat people though.
That's what everybody says. I mean, we love him. We do love animals in general. I just never connected with the cat. Ever. I've been around cats and like they're friendly. We're also both allergic.
But I think building up the immunity, not
deathly. It's just like normal. For me, it's normal. Like if I touch my eyes after a cat,
it's like really bad allergies.
I bet now since you're getting one just from day one, it's going to be this slow building exposure where you will already be so normalized to it by the time it's a full kitten.
I think so too.
They do have like a thing called like toxoplasma, which is in it's like a microbe I think that's in all cats, and that's what like also infects you. Everybody gets it when you have a cat, But toxoplasma, there's a part of it where it makes you want to buy more cats. Like it causes cat addiction. That. That's why there's people who have like hundreds of cats.
I thought people want to buy more cats because they don't see them enough because they're always fucking hiding and running away. So in your head, it's like, I'm going to need more cats because I don't see them in the house ever.
That's interesting.
Yeah, toxoplasma, it's not going to kill you, but they also say don't have a cat and a baby at the same time because they don't think it's like good for it. But
that's so funny.
Oh yeah, I probably have it. That's why
when a cat is like next to you all the time and cuddling with you, that's the best. But when they're fucking running off, there's something that makes me hate cats. Like every time
there's a bit of independence though to it. But
I know.
I think dogs are better creatures. Like a dog is pretty fucking amazing. A cat though, being away from a cat,
is easy.
When you're out and about, like just going out with your night, you're not worried about the cat. The cat is chilling at home, having a cigarette, watching TV. A dog is thinking about you a lot. And a dog is looking just around for attention or something to do. It's looking for food.
Wild.
A dog can't entertain itself that much. It really can't. So
cats don't really want to be bothered.
Yeah.
No, but cats really do entertain themselves.
Yeah, they're like
they're sitting with a ball like this.
Yeah, they're playing poker. Yeah.
They go out, look out a window.
The dog's out of the painting. The cats are playing poker.
That cat is gonna watch those. I would expose the cat to the chickens like fast. I don't know. That's gonna be so interesting. Every day that cat is like, they're coming back.
They've been looking like a feast. Like
one, it's gonna be like Looney Tunes up in this house.
That cat's gonna be looking outside like, ooh, there is food outside.
He's gonna be there with like a nail file. And the cat just like.
Just wait till they open that door.
Anyway, sorry that was so long. We just got so excited. I'm
happy for you guys. That's so great.
It feels good. Like I just want him to survive.
I had right when you told me that on the phone, I was like, I want to know so much, but we have to save so much for the podcast. Yeah.
We feel like professionals now. Like it's crazy how fast your parental instincts kick in and you just adapt. We have a rhythm going. Like we've been sleeping in the kitchen for a week.
Yeah.
Like middle of the night, we're just like, we're up and about and we're like, okay, he did this, he did that. Perfect. You get the formula. I get this. It's like you adapt to the new schedule so quickly. There's like no thought. You gotta feed
like every like 3 hours.
Damn.
How long do you have to do the 3 hour feeding process for?
Every 3 hours.
No. How long? Like for how long?
For the next like couple, I think when they get 2 weeks, you could push it to like 5-6 hours.
Yeah.
It is very different. So like for this 1 week old, the first vet we went to, they were like, has to be every hour you're feeding it. But our cat wasn't eating. And I was like, we thought he was sick because he wasn't eating.
Kind of like play it by ear with each cat.
Yeah.
So it's like a newborn, you feel them out. And then we asked the girl that's helping us out. I said, hey, they said this. She goes, if it's not eating, don't force feed it because that's going to make it sick. She said, try every 4 or 5 hours. And I thought that was crazy because the internet says 1 to 2 hours. Like
that's the thing absurd about this shit. You will always get judged for everything that you're doing.
We're trying. Yeah. So we listened to her. We tried the 4 or 5. It's just trial and error.
Yeah.
You have room to like figure it out.
Cats grow up on I mean?
What I said.
Like it's wild how like animals, I mean, this is a very obvious thing that, you know, us when we're humans, you know, we nurse the baby inside of us for 9 months and then we have it. And then we keep our baby in a house for like 18 years. And then it becomes an adult. Cats are like done. Okay. And then it's like gone. And then the cat's having another baby so fast. It's just,
Don't give a freak.
They give birth and they're like, do you want some dinner before you're off to college?
Yeah.
And that's it.
It's like turtles. Aren't turtles like as soon as they.
Really?
Right? Oh, yeah. Is it turtles?
Oh, turtles. Yeah, they lay the eggs and they're on their own.
That's wild.
Nursing, yeah.
I would hate to be a turtle. Like, just being alone.
When you see those baby turtles all going out to the ocean, those, like, really cool videos, it's when you read the statistic, like, only 20% of them live. The rest of them just get eaten up the moment they go out.
Isn't it wild? Like, if they survive that first little bit, that little stretch, they have, like, 200 years ahead of them.
Yeah.
But if they don't make it to the water and, like, live for a few days, like, that 200 years
is just
nothing.
That's a wild fucking spectrum of time. You know what I mean? Yeah. Jeez.
It must be tough becoming a vet because I think a lot of people become vets because they love animals. They were an animal kid. They cared for them. And then when you get into it, you have to deal with like a lot of like heartbreak dealing with animals. Yeah, I feel
that,
like
I wouldn't be able
you have
to
put
that.
Down dogs.
You know that dog's only living like to 13, 14 years like of your life. So like you just have to be prepared for that moment because it will not live with you.
I get anxiety when I'm never in pet hospitals, but being in just an ER room, I'm so scared what's about to walk in and someone being like, the dog ate glass, save it. You're like, fuck. Like, how many vets are back there? It's not like a hospital where it's like, oh, we got the heart surgeon scaffold, let's do it, save him. It's like,
the vet has to do everything.
Yeah. Yeah, there's two types of vets, though. I think there's cat and dog vets, and then there's birds, rabbits.
Yeah.
All the, there's that type of vet.
Imagine doing surgery on like a lizard.
That's fucking nuts.
On a pet lizard. Imagine trying to figure it out the first time, like a random animal.
It is kind of sad when like, I'm always a little conflicted when like some people's dogs, when they do get to a point where it's like the dog is now 99 years.
Dog years.
In dog years.
Blind, deaf.
It's deaf. And then they're like, hey guys, I'm having a GoFundMe for my dog. Can we, it needs the surgery to survive. I'm always like a little, maybe it's time.
Yeah.
Like, why are you going to
99 spend? Years is how many human years?
It's like,
it's 1 year is seven.
99 years. And, like, why did you? Why?
Here's just no, it's like
13, oh, okay.
13 like or 14.
Because I know dog years are like, there's seven. Different seven than years. Human years.
So
okay.
It's like, I don't know.
I thought you were being literal. I had no idea.
Okay. But just, so I'm, there's like, I feel like sometimes like a pet just needs to like die with dignity, but it's crazy the extent where people will go and they'll spend tens of thousands of dollars just to like fix like, their 98-year-old dog's
paw. And I feel like they don't know how that dog's truly feeling. That dog could be fucking hurting. Yeah,
I've gone to some people's houses, and it's the worst when you see a dog. You're like, let that go. I had a friend who had a dachshund, and I swear this dachshund was the oldest dachshund, you know, the wiener dog. Yeah. And the belly was like touching the floor every time it walked. And I'm like, yo, it's like a scabbed up. Burn. I'm like, it has to go.
But then I've also seen people like take a dog in to get like euthanized that like had a lot of life left. You know, like you ever seen something? You're like, taking my dog to like.
remember that couple?
And I'm looking at him like, that dog doesn't look like it's doing that bad.
Remember that couple that couple, or was it that lady? It was like a whole YouTube. She made a YouTube video about like her putting her dog down, but like the dog didn't do anything. Jordan, you obviously know what I'm talking about. What was it that the lady did?
Oh, she like euthanized her dog.
She made a whole YouTube video about it.
She euthanized her dog, but there was nothing wrong with the dog.
Can vets do that? They can't be like, this is a healthy dog. I'm not putting this down.
I think.
Or do you think vets are like $1,000 sign here?
I wouldn't be surprised.
But that's what's got to be tough about vets is you go in to help animals and then you're just numb by the end of it. You've seen it.
I mean, just hear Mariah's experience with the cat. I mean, it doesn't seem like they really fucking care that. And I know different vets are, you know, they're different.
Yeah, it was definitely night and day from the one we just went to one today to give her a checkup. They were so hands-on, so like, can I get you anything? They're taking a Polaroid to put it up on the wall, and they were like, we want to see his progress.
Right,
like,
it's those places that are actually horrible behind the scenes. The little Polaroids.
That was the other thing actually I noticed. The bad spot, they took him and disappeared with him right away. This spot did everything in front of us. I was like,
that's how it should be because
there's a big difference.
Because imagine bringing like a kid or a baby to like the hospital, like the parent has to be with them at all times. So you're seeing like,
right.
You know, that's how it should be with any pet because they don't have a voice. You don't fucking know if they're being mistreated.
Oh man, I'm glad we have a kind of a new mascot coming up. This will be nice. Joining us on the pod. We could get some cat deals, huh? Some catnip ad money.
Yeah.
Jesus. Meow, meow, meow. What are they called?
Let the cat grow up.
Meow, 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 meow,
doing a cat deal for food, but like obviously the cat is way too small to eat it. You're doing fancy feasts. Yeah. You're like, my cat loves fancy feasts. The can's bigger than the fucking cat.
He loves to play fetch. The toy's like triple its size.
Hot potato.
He can't even stand yet.
We used to take my cat to a cat hotel when I was younger. Like when we'd go on vacation, my mom would like check it into this cat hotel. I mean, it's not like it's like it looks like a vet, but they have like a room that like filled with like stairs and ladders and all that stuff. They have TVs that play like
that's
fish
nice,
and bird stuff.
He's probably gonna have a pipe that's going around.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm getting the backpack that has the bubble.
Yeah,
those things.
Those little pet holders, like the back, it's so cute. Uh-huh.
Teach it how to walk too. You can get like a little leash and go and walk. Yeah.
You should teach it how to walk on its hind legs so it doesn't use all four.
Okay,
that would be great. Like if he does make it and grows up. He's going to have the best connection to humans.
Yeah.
He's so attached to us.
Yeah. Give him to people like as soon as they come over if they like cats.
You know what movie is about to come out that I feel like I don't understand the hype? What?
Barbie?
Barbie.
Barbie. Really? I don't know why. Like, I don't know like what the hype is about. Like, I get it. Like, Barbie dolls, like every girl in the world used to play with Barbies. But like, I saw the trailer and like, there was nothing about the trailer that made me like feel like, oh my God, this movie's going to be insane.
I think it's just like the cast.
It seems like it's more for like, adults.
It's like it's a cast movie.
It's definitely for adults. It's not a kid's, like it's.
Really?
It's like real life Barbie.
I thought like it seemed cool. Like a more of a kid's movie when I saw the trailer. Like it was.
I don't know. There seems like
I didn't hear any like adult humor in the trailer.
I bet it's like for the whole family, but there's underlining like adult.
Yeah.
I'm little sure. Innuendos.
Maybe like PG-13 or something. PG-13,
it's Greta Gerwig though. Greta Gerwig makes great movies.
But what other movies has she made?
Little Women.
Lady
Bird.
Oh, I haven't seen any of those.
Frances Ha? No, she didn't.
Those won Oscars, right?
A couple of movies.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So
what is Oppenheimer about again?
The father of the atom bomb. The guy Oppenheimer. He was the guy who created the atom bomb.
Okay.
Like the big like bomb, and then that which is fucking crazy.
Yeah, I can't wait to like watch it and see the
making bombs that can destroy countries. Like that is,
do you think a guy made it? Like I probably should not be doing this.
Well, that's the big thing. Oppenheimer at the end, he has that line. He's like, I'm the creator of evil, the ender of worlds, or whatever. I'm pretty sure he regretted what he realized he did. He had a huge realization.
This is like World War One.
World War II. It was like they were.
How big are these bombs?
I think
like the size.
Maybe the size of.
Or is it like almost like a missile?
I think it's the size of this room.
Wow.
Like a pretty much. Like
I
a big,
think like the size of like that a bomb that can bomb? Could destroy cities or like what we did for like Hiroshima.
That's fucking insane.
I don't think they're that big.
They're not?
Oh. They got to be on the bottom of those planes.
Yeah, they got to be on the planes.
Oh, my bad. Well, I guess because when you see the billboards on town in town, they have that big ball. Josh Peck is the opening line in the trailer, which is pretty fucking sick for a Christopher Nolan film.
I just can't get my head around like them making the bomb.
Are they
like pouring powder in like in each section of this thing?
Like, how do they know it's not going to trigger?
Yeah, what is going on in this fucking bomb?
It's like because it's the head of it, and once that hits, that causes the right. It's like you know those little firecracker things we'd throw with the little metal heads, and then once that hit, it's like
it explodes in the air.
An atom bomb does?
Atom bomb blows up in the air.
Oh, shit.
Oh, really? Get ready with me as we make the atom bomb.
Oh, is that why it like pops up and then
goes I thought out? It hits the ground and then it creates that.
It doesn't. It blows up like, I think, like a few hundred feet above the ground. It doesn't actually.
It's crazy the amount of damage that thing does in that little tiny body.
Have you seen the meme with people watching Oppenheimer and people watching Barbie? Like the it was a Spider-Man clip of the aunt when the Green Goblin comes in.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like Barbie movie showers and Oppenheimer moviegoers at the same time. Really funny.
It's just wild that just creating that level of a weapon and destruction. Yeah. There is a call to like, why did we even need to make this in the first place? Like, when would it ever be used to cause that much destruction? And then once you create it someone else needs to make it.
It would be like finding something that could explode the entire planet in one button.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, guys, I built this thing that goes down into the core that I could push right now and the whole world could blow up. How crazy is that? I've been working on it for years.
And then you hear someone's doing that, you're like, what?
Why?
And what power do you have left? Like, what's the, if you do use that, you have no power anymore because it's just dust left.
That's what's crazy. Like these science experiments people are making where like they could be creating a black hole and just suck the entire universe and all of it's just done. Like, you
know, right, like who are these people creating the illegal fireworks?
Yeah,
right. What power are they hiding?
Up to no, I could talk about that for hours.
I saw somebody put a Roman candle on a drone and was flying it and like shooting their neighbors and stuff.
They're getting creative.
They had humans. They had too
the
far. Drone
with the Roman candle under it, lit it, and then was that. Flying it around.
The unfiltered machine. Come on.
I just found something out. I don't know how. Okay, I'm just gonna say it.
Uh oh.
You know night vision goggles.
Yes.
How they're like green. Now they have like the white phosphor, which is like whitish blue. But apparently the first night vision goggles that the US government had during Vietnam were red. So it was the red spectrum.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And basically these goggles were made with a chemical, I think it's called
cyanide?
It's similar to cyanide. It's like cyanosin or something like
sarin?
That.
Sarin?
cyanosin or something.
Ooh.
I love these big fancy words. Mm.
Basically, they were given to fighter pilots and like people in planes and like different parts of the military during Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And the soldiers were wearing them and they were seeing things and they were going crazy and shooting at random nothingness. And people were like, what's going, like, what are you doing? Like, in the sky, airplanes were like flying and like the gunner was like shooting in the air at nothing. He's like,
while wearing these, or this is just around
wearing
their
these.
Okay.
And they're like, what is going on? Like, what do you see right now? And he's like, how do you not see this? They're like giant demons flying beside us.
What?
And they're like, what are you talking about? Apparently the chemical that was in this like allowed them to see on like some different visible spectrum or something. And they were picking up like auras and
like the fourth dimension
energy of like these, and people were losing their mind and going crazy because they were seeing energies and like different.
Are they like paranormal?
Yes. Like,
yeah, okay. That's what I was almost like,
so do people think it was the chemical making them hallucinate, or they were tapping into a whole different frequency?
Like, so they weren't hallucinating.
Like, it's the chemical to make the lens.
Okay.
Not them like breathing or doing anything.
That's how I read it.
It's like they're looking at like the back of the Declaration of Independence and like national treasure.
But yeah, they banned them and like the army was like, do not put these on there. Like there's something really wrong with it.
Oh, bring it back. Let's fucking wear them.
Yeah, go to Coachella. go to EDC. Just like,
yeah, just to see what the fuck's going on.
Crazy.
Whoa.
And then right after that, they stopped and they made the switch to green.
Damn.
And they never went back.
And you can't buy it off the black market? The cyanide night goggles?
There's people that sell like something called like aura glasses that are kind of similar, but it's not like...
The aura glasses.
But pretty insane.
Whoa.
That's actually sick. And I wish they had that now.
And like I want like a pair. Like,
and that's a spooky color to see that shit in too. Like red. Just like you're going to see that shit in red. God, imagine seeing something flying in the sky like demonic.
Oh, God. Man. There's got to be
the original Bloody Mary.
Mm.
Right?
That's crazy.
Pretty cool though.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something that you put on and that would change your life forever.
4th of July?
It's the 4th of July.
Does this come out 4th of July?
Yes, the day
of. Oh, happy 4th of July!
Happy
4th of July! Oh my, what are you guys doing on this patriotic day?
I'm going to pop these firecrackers before they call me.
Where the police at? Right there.
My brother sent me a video. I wanted him to send it to me so I can put a video up of his fireworks show that he would have in our backyard. It was a different time. It is unbelievable. And he reminded me, because I asked him, we talked about it last podcast, like where people would get their illegal fireworks from. I totally forgot. He would go to the pet store and the guy would take him to the basement and get all these illegal fireworks.
They're wondering why a bunch of people going to pet stores without any pets.
Yeah.
Right. Let's keep the flammable explosives away from the animals.
But if you want to see some illegal fucking fireworks going, you go to Glendale. Oh my God.
Wait, wow. In the streets.
It's
stuff.
Like a war out there. You're running for your fucking life. Crazy. There was one firework that went over a house and went boom. And like nobody cared.
Whoa.
Nobody cared. It was fucking wild.
What are you guys going to do? What are y'all doing?
We were just dodging the whole time. We were filming and just like dodging shit.
Wait, he meant like, what are we doing for 4th of July?
Oh, what are we doing?
I don't think we
I haven't heard yet. Of anything.
We just figured we'd open the house to have, if anybody wants to come barbecue.
We could go out in the desert.
You have a kitten at home.
Yeah, we gotta stay home. Gotta stay home, hun.
We could bring him.
Actually, it'd be warm if we went to the desert.
Get some Tannerite.
Yeah, right. Let it cook in the sun.
His ears don't work yet, so nothing to lose.
We're doing our parade for 4th of July this year. Last year we
parade.
Did,
oh, yeah. You're going back home. Like
yeah.
Or back to
yeah. I'm going to Michigan. Oh, yeah, Michigan. Yeah. I'm going to Michigan tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh my. Well, thank God we did it. Tonight.
I know. Now I realize. I know. We'll talk, but. So last year we did Shrek. The year before we did ABBA. ABBA we won.
Oh, this one.
Last year we lost to Legoland.
Good.
Why don't you do the friggin' McDonald's?
Grimace.
Or no, Grimace. I would do, or Barbie.
An exploding Grimace.
And then sink it.
Barbie.
Barbie was on the roster this year of consideration. The Rasta? It was on the Rasta. And it, McDonald's is pretty good.
Oppenheimer.
You're going to love what our theme is this year, especially Heath, SpongeBob. We're doing SpongeBob. We're bringing Bikini Bottom to the lake.
Oh yeah, are you SpongeBob or Sandy Cheeks?
I am neither SpongeBob nor Sandy Cheeks. I am Squidward.
Oh
yeah, you are.
You are.
Yeah.
You're tall.
I got a little clarinet in everything. Patricia, I think, is Mrs. Puff. But hopefully we win.
So what are you, how are you making, are you like, how far are you going with these
costumes? I got, there was like an inflatable thing I got on Amazon that's like a Squidward like head kind of thing that I put over. Yeah. I have like a, one of those like body suits, like a blue body suit, and then like a brown polo.
Matt, think there's going to be other boats out there and they might go even as far as prosthetics.
I know. I was watching on TikTok people who just nail Squidward costumes.
And especially these times, I feel like someone's going to go above and beyond.
I was debating on buying though, that, you know, the Squidward that was in the float that like did the dab one year.
Yeah.
But it was like $2,000. And I was
you
like,
should do Handsome Squidward.
Handsome Squidward. No, I was
Zane,
thinking of that.
Handsome,
it was way too expensive. Like I could have got it done, but it would cost like probably $5,000. So like fully execute it. Yeah, but oh my God.
But I'm pumped.
Look at that.
You should just do like here up just for Instagram.
Yeah. Because you can pretty much wear anything.
What is what is Handsome Squidward? Is that one episode or does he like
It was very quick. I think it was like almost like a and just a picture.
It's like a still. Yeah. Look, see, he's got your nose.
Right there.
I know it has my nose and chin.
That's.
Did Squidward ever find love in any of the episodes?
No,
he was just single.
No, he was freaking awful. He's not gonna find
it. Are they still making it?
Oh my God, look at that.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you can tell that's the AI. Like someone did the AI of that.
So yeah, I'm doing that. I'm fired up.
Do you remember back in the day if you passed gas? You had to say safety.
Yes.
Yes.
I fucking hate that shit.
Oh my
How did
gosh.
Everybody play that same game?
Wait.
Like if you farted, you'd be like safety. And then if you didn't say safety, somebody said doorknob.
Yes.
What?
And then they would hit you, right?
And if you didn't run to the doorknob, you'd just get punched.
That's some older brother shit.
Oh my gosh.
I got that stuff from my
brother
friend's older brother.
My ass. Yeah. How did everybody know this game?
You unlocked a memory that I never would have thought of if you didn't.
Like, so you fart and you say safety, and then you're safe, right? But if you fart and you don't say safety, you have to run.
If I said doorknob right now, if you farted, you'd have to run to touch a doorknob or I get to punch you. Literally,
like
it wasn't like a
hit.
No, people were like jumping people.
Wow.
And everybody could hear
you.
That's weird. It's like, I remember like a speck of it, but like, I don't think, I've never played it. I don't remember.
How does that spread?
I don't know.
There was
no
internet.
Was it a TV show? I don't know. But then that's like such a weird thing to have in a TV show. Like,
it's like the neck. It's like, give me that neck.
Neck?
It's just like traditions that get passed on. It's like everybody knows bubblegum in a dish, but each state has a slightly different version. Like everybody does, like give me
bubblegum in a dish. Go on, wait.
Bubblegum
in a dish. How many pieces? Everyone would put their foot in the middle.
It's like duck, duck, goose.
They would
Mine
choose
was
who's like
eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by his toe.
That's another one, but
bubblegum in a dish. Yeah.
Bubblegum in a dish. How many pieces?
Do
you would touch
you
your
wish.
Foot, and they would be like the captain or whatever, or like you're out.
Dude, I knew Cinderella dressed in yellow went upstairs to kiss a fella. Made a mistake, kissed a snake. How many doctors did it take? One, two, three, four. That's how many boyfriends you're gonna have.
Like, no.
You're
like. It's funny seeing those traditions get changed with age, like especially now that there's like the internet. But like, do you guys remember like boom, snap, clap, ba boom, snap, clap, snap, boom, snap, clap, ba boom, snap, shh.
No,
what
let me,
the?
Let me educate
Wait,
you.
Wait, you know, like bump, set, spike.
Boom, snap, clap, boom, snap, clap, snap, boom, snap, clap, boom, snap.
That's boom, volleyball. Set, boom, clap, boom, clap, clap, boom.
Is that where that's Ray from? Like, did that come from that?
Volleyball girls would
boom, go, clap.
No,
boom,
I've been clap, doing clap. This since kindergarten.
Volleyball girls would go bump, set, spike, a bump, set, spike, set, bump, set, spike, a bump, set, ace.
Well,
like,
the kids now do penny, nickel, dime, penny, penny,
yeah,
nickel, dime. I'm like,
I know that one.
You know that girl?
Oh, you did that one?
No, I know that one. But
from modern day.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't do it like on the schoolyard.
No, I
oh,
remember
you were,
that.
Like, doing it on the
I remember
yard.
That from the schoolyard. I like that like penny nickel dime.
Oh,
penny, penny,
so it's
nickel,
been
dime.
That old. I thought it was new.
Wow.
My bad. I heard it in a TikTok, but like when I saw the TikTok, it sounded very familiar.
Mm. Penny nickel dime. Penny,
yeah.
Nickel, dime.
Penny nickel dime. Penny, penny nickel dime.
There was always that one girl that would read your palm too. That was that for some reason everybody believed.
Yes.
I remember it being like this. Bitch
it was. It was like
the lifeline. Remember this one? If it was like how long? That was like how long?
And then if you had the M. M means money, and you were gonna have so much.
You'd be trying to like, you'd be trying to squish that in. Yeah, you'd be like, oh, I got it.
Mine, I'll never forget because you know, remember where I was showing you the Arabic numbers?
Yeah,
it's not 1, 2, 3. It's like wahatnin, and like
the yeah,
come so, again.
So hey, mine, God bless says, you. Mine is says 81 in Arabic. Right, so that's 8.
That's how old you're gonna be when you die.
That's what I've been told all my life. 81 is my death death number. Death
wow, age. Nice long life there, Zane.
I can't wait till I'm 81. I'm gonna be like, y'all.
I told you,
Zane. Your last picture in the hospital.
Zane, Mariah, in Zane. Black, in black and white. Mariah, in black and white.
Do you remember that website where it's like your death day calculator, where you type in your age when you're born, if you're a smoker, a drinker, and it says when you're gonna die?
Let's play it.
Do you remember the compatibility website where you would put your crush's name and your name?
No, I took that shit serious. I'd be like, motherfucker. I'd be pissed.
Bullshit.
I'd be like, I don't want to talk now.
Or like MASH. If you lived in a shack, I was like, no.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yo, MASH, that was it.
MASH.
Dude, someone should make Mansion. MASH the movie where it's like a horror movie, but like, they play MASH and it's like, turns out real.
Oh.
And it like,
Matt, that's a really good idea.
Like, and it like follows these like people that's throughout good. Their life that's and the really MASH good. Starts, like, I had 50 kids.
That's really good.
It's like,
that's
it's fun. The MASH game. We need to reverse the curse.
Yeah. It sounds like a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah.
Where they take like three main characters and you show their different MASH lives.
Oh.
It's pretty good.
Nobody take that idea, please.
Yeah, right.
We're not going to do anything with it, but please don't take it.
Wait, so they made a Barbie dream house and it's on Airbnb?
Yeah.
Where's it at?
I think it's in Malibu.
It's here.
They really made it in Malibu?
It's here or Malibu?
Well, it's
Malibu, California.
Malibu. Imagine you just bought your dream house in Malibu and the house next door, you're like, oh, they must be renovating. Take a peek. Pink walls. I wonder what the Homeowner Association is going to think of this. And then they're like, are they building
they're
the Barbie?
They're not going to be able to keep that up forever, right? Because of those laws.
Yeah, I love that the Barbie Dreamhouse exists, but if I was next door to the Barbie Dreamhouse, I'd be pissed.
They definitely had to get that approved like a year before, I'm sure.
That must have been a house that wasn't selling, and they were like, well, we can turn it into the Barbie Dreamhouse.
Exactly. They should like film Love Island in there. It looks like a Love Island set. You know, they're really still filming that. It's still going on, the UK version. They're on like season fucking 80.
How much is it? Do you book a night? Do you book a week?
Yeah, you could rent it.
That's going to be some rich girl bachelorette parties happening over there.
It would be so cool to like go there and like take pictures though.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
With like some sick film camera. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, that would be really cool. With like some retro bikinis.
Wow, that's insane.
Does a Jeep come with it? Does like the Barbie Jeep, you know, like Barbie.
Yeah.
Jeep.
Or like the boat.
Yeah. Did you ever have those like electric cars as a kid? Like the big.
I
had a Jeep. I had the black and yellow one with the Casey lights. So I want to put the Casey lights on my car.
Because
I have pictures of me and my brother in it. So I feel like it'd be a full circle moment.
Yeah. You get that shit started and then it was like, oh, okay. Get this outside.
Yeah.
You'd be like running into walls and stuff. Yeah. I had like a red one. A red
Jeep.
I
loved that thing. We rode it to death. I think it has like maybe 400,000 miles on it.
Yeah, we were going back and forth. Yeah.
And that shit just starts getting slow too. Like,
yeah, because you get heavier.
Yeah. You gotta share. Let the other little brother. Remember we filmed that whole video with Liza where we all were on
the Mario Kart?
We did that Mario Kart thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it never came out.
Corrupted.
Because the files were corrupted.
I don't even know if people know that.
I don't know. But I feel like now, if people ever see footage of that, it's on my Super 8 video of us in those electric cars.
We did a whole day of filming and then the files just got corrupted. All that down the drain.
It happens.
Those are really so sad. Too.
Yeah.
I was so sad too. I think I talked about this already. We filmed the whole thing at Double Dare, the Double Dare show. And all that footage, I don't know what happened. Did it get corrupted?
You and me and Carly went to a mall and you didn't lock your car.
And it got stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's sitting on that footage.
Yeah. I just saw something. This guy, somebody broke into his house and stole like his Lacy. You know, the hard drive.
Oh, yeah.
My heart. I think I would die.
Somebody stole his Lacy and he's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I just want it back. I'll give you $100,000. Just bring me my Lacy back. It's got like the last 5 years of like my memories with my children. Like, I don't care about anything else. Just bring me my Lacy. Like, I'll give you $100,000. And then he goes, I'll do you even better. there was like four guys apparently that like broke in and stole everything. He goes, if any of you guys want to fight me one-on-one, I'll give you another $100,000.
Oh,
we'll
my.
Sign something and
what
we'll,
in the world?
Nobody will like press charges. They're like, it's just like, we'll just fight.
Damn.
$200,000. Bring me my Lacey and you could pick. Is
this,
whoever
this
wants
guy's
to fight
loaded.
Me.
I'm guessing like, living good.
Oh, so this offer's still out there.
It's to yeah.
Whoever has
oh, it's
it.
Still.
I haven't seen an update. This
he
was like
you should
yesterday.
Hit him up. I'll give you back your fucking Lacey. Just buy a Lacey for.
I gotta see what's on this Lacey. $200,000.
I want to see what the interaction is. If you go $100,000, bring it back. If someone brought it back, I'd be like, okay, see you later. Like you're not getting the $100,000. I'd be like,
yeah,
thief, pickpocket, attenciones, a pickpocket.
Where's this guy live?
He must be rich and like.
I think he's just really cheap. Pissed and like it just happened. So he's probably like, I just want to like, you know, when you're like in like that, like I'm really mad. I want to hurt somebody right now.
And it just sucks. There's no world where that would ever work out. Like the exchange with the for the Lacey drive and that money.
If it was Texas, you could a duel.
A duel.
No, I know. But I'm just saying just that exchange. Like he could have said $1 million and it would still be so risky for these guys to go into contact with this dude and make that exchange because it would just never.
Do you think
never
his wife is just like, well. Baby, man, that's a bit never much. Mind. Like,
no. I mean, if all their memories are on that, I think that's worth like a lot.
But I think the fight is a little like.
I think he just really needs. He really wants. He wants to beat some ass, and he wants that. He wants
why
that hard
you
drive.
Steal a hard drive though. That's kind of like
it was in the safe.
Oh, and they stole the whole safe.
Yeah,
you saw. You saw that one too.
Well, you just told me.
Oh,
what? I wonder what else was in the safe that was worth that much. Where
no, they like robbed the whole house.
Why do safes have to look like safes? You know.
Yes,
don't
I agree.
Make. People buy these safes and it's just like this, it looks like a mini bank vault. Like make something that looks so discreet, make it look like a fucking refrigerator that's locked.
My friend has a safe that's literally this big. And I saw it. I was like, what's the point of that? He's like, to keep it locked. I'm like, I can literally walk out with the whole thing. I might not be able to get it open right now, but literally it's gone.
Yeah.
Like, what is the point?
And if I was like a robber, I would take it just
clearly
whether
it's
if I can't
something.
If I can't open
I will get into it at some point.
Yeah. At some point I'm gonna have a torch that probably can go through that shit and I'll get it done. And you know I have all the time in the world to get in it.
Patricia, she has one of those hotel safes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in our house. And it's like cemented into the wall. That's, or like glued into the wall. And it's from like the fucking 80s and 90s. And she always would like put her like valuables and her stuff in there. And one day we were like about to leave on, I think it was right before Japan. And she's like, my passport's in there. And I'm like, and it was like dead or it wasn't working the code.
Oh,
and I'm like,
shit.
I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm like,
it's like digital in like,
yes. And I'm like going, well, maybe if we can open up this thing, dude, I was like trying to get like a paint scalpel thing or just trying to like get it off. Dude, and I was freaking out. Luckily I was able to, and I'm Googling all this type of model of safe or whatever. There's a fucking code that's like the safe code that resets the whole thing and gets it open. Like I was like, thank God.
Right.
But then I was like,
but now
that was something you were able to Google. And
it's a universal code for that brand.
For that brand and that code. I found it and got in.
And what's the brand?
I don't know.
And what color? What room is it?
Well, now don't even try to, because I was like, we're never gone. Putting anything in this thing ever again. Because I don't even know where the battery is on this shit. But it was just this crack the safe moment where I was like, are you fucking
interesting.
Kidding me?
There's this lock picking guy on TikTok that I'm addicted to.
Oh,
locking.
Yeah. The guy who breaks every lock.
Everything.
But I think all locks, though, do need to have like a fail safe. Kinda. Right?
I mean, he's doing this shit easy.
Do you think like, there's like quick. The government or like authority or like police or the FBI, when they find someone like that on TikTok, they kind of like call them and they go, hey, you want to join our...
He's an ex-Marine. And I think he was like doing stuff like that while he was serving. Like, it was like a skill that he had from that.
Yeah.
And then he just like... ran with it.
It's like a movie. It's like recruiting, like finding somebody like with crazy talent and recruiting them.
Lock picking is like wild.
It's such a cool talent.
And they make it look so easy.
I want to learn how to do it so
like
bad.
Like most rooms, like locks in your house, there's like the you pin. Open up that little slit and you do it. But
you
people
get a
who
bobby
like
pin.
People who have like the whole fucking tool set
and they're getting
it right, like damn.
And you're
or
like,
you got a little stethoscope, you can like hear it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, getting it open.
He's really good.
Do you still remember your locker combinations?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can remember mine.
Oh, no, I don't at all.
I've always wanted to go back.
Yeah, mine changed every year, so I only remember 1 year.
How do they go back and change every locker in a school?
Do they, though?
Huh?
Do they?
You're going in and setting a three. You have to do that to all the lockers?
Wait, don't you just reset the locks and then the kids come up with their own?
You didn't have your own individual lock?
They gave us our number in like middle school. You would get your locker and that was the number. But I would love to go back to see if
we also didn't have a permanent locker.
No, we never did.
Yeah, we never
we never had individual lockers in high school. We had
were there lockers though?
There were, but you couldn't use them.
But they were small. They weren't like
were you assigned a locker and just nobody used them?
No, no. It was just part of the wall, but
did you have backpacks?
Yeah, we had to bring all of our books.
In middle school, we couldn't take, we couldn't walk around with our backpacks.
Kids with the books, man.
We couldn't put it, like leave it in the classroom. That wasn't allowed. We had to carry it in our fucking backpacks. Our backpacks were heavy.
Was that because like an incident happened? How do you know?
How many kids were in your schools, in your high school?
Like 4,000.
2,000?
Oh, okay. We had like 3,500, 4,000. I thought it was because we had a lot of kids. There was enough lockers. Yeah, I feel like there wasn't enough lockers for everybody. Like that, there was just only one row of lockers.
Yeah, we didn't have them. And we just had to carry our books and get scoliosis.
Yeah. And you know, you didn't want to be caught dead with a rolly backpack. I did that for a year and it was not fun.
Kid who had the rolly backpack always had like the tinted like glasses too.
Yeah.
The flip up
or the ones that like.
When you go out in the sun, they start to like.
Man. And polarized. Danny Bates had K-12 books
Danny
on him.
Danny Bates.
He had K-12 books on him at all times.
Bro.
His backpack was this long.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like on his back, it would hang off his back like this long.
Remember like it was cool that to have like huge. A really dope, awesome backpack. And then it was like, just have a normal Jan Sport.
Black
like,
Jan Sport.
Was, like then it was more minimal.
It was cool to have the cheap fucking small backpacks. But the ones that we really needed were the hiking backpacks.
Yeah.
But those didn't look cool back then.
That would have. Yeah. It's something with like a support system. Some sort of brace.
Danny Bates did it right. Those kids did it right.
He was doing it right.
We
should have been out there with like a 60-liter backpacking Appalachian Trail backpack.
So insecure. Why? Like, why?
But we were more worried about people getting upset. Like, oh, you do like one shoulder. That's so
crazy.
When it went from one shoulder to two shoulders, Or us for girls, when it went from backpacks to Hollister tote bags.
Yep.
My mom would not get me a Hollister one.
It's the system they set up.
It's horrible.
Makes us all fucking insecure as fuck.
Wait, did you guys buy or pack lunch?
Pack. I bought lunch.
Pack.
So if you packed lunch, you had to carry around your lunch all day?
All day.
Oh, yeah.
That was crazy to
me. And it didn't look good either.
No.
When you're the kid with the lunch box.
You were ostracized.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, remember it went from an actual lunchbox to if you have like the brown paper bag, you're popular.
Oh, yeah. That got cool again. I do remember that.
The brown paper bag.
You wouldn't, caught dead
with
like
a lunchbox.
No.
The triangle igloo.
I would rather jump off the bleachers than be.
No.
Oh, but I used to have, oh my God, the one where you push the button on the side and it rolls down.
Oh, yeah.
White with burgundy, and you fucking roll that shit. You're lugging
gosh.
It. That was awful, dude.
Oh my god, it
was such a struggle because there wasn't internet. You couldn't see what was hot and what was not.
Yeah.
You just had to show up, be embarrassed for the week until you were able to get to a store and get it. It's like when we were covering books. I was the last species of my kind covering my books with the brown paper bag. Everybody got book socks.
Wait, why did we have to have book
why covers? Did that?
Like,
why
was that like a...
Because it was the property to protect the books.
We had to return them.
Yeah.
So it's like kids don't draw on the
but
covers.
But those paper book covers that they would make us like on the first day and tape it, and it was like the most complicated
That's
instructions.
What I'm saying. We
Fuck
would have
that.
To use grocery like bags, whatever, to cover them.
Remember how colleges made us buy fucking books and then we had to like sell it after we were done? Like,
What was that website?
Were you selling your college books?
Wasn't it like new egg?
Chegg?
No, not
Chegg. Chegg. Yeah.
What's
Chegg? Wait, didn't you sell it back to the college?
You could.
So you sell it back to the college for like half the price, and then they sell those books for full price again.
Yeah. Oh, you know the scheme.
Crazy.
Fucking.
Chegg. And a lot of times the professor's just trying to sell you a book that they wrote too.
Never. Wait, really?
Oh, yeah, in college. Oh, yeah. Like you would be buying these books, and then you'd be like, who the fuck wrote this? This book's like $70.
And they're allowed the professor.
Yeah. That's how the professors make a good chunk of money is they assign the books that they wrote. Yeah.
Did you know that Ghislaine Maxwell's dad is the one who made all the textbooks for every single student? The
McGraw-Hill?
McGraw-Hill.
I thought that was Tim McGraw. Dad? That's Tim McGraw-Faith Hill.
That's her dad?
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, hell no.
He must be so proud.
Oh, hell no. Oh, what did they put in them books then? Oh, Lord.
Did y'all see the video of the guy on an airplane who he airdropped a bomb threat to everybody?
But I need to see this. What was the airdrop? I need to see what the airdrop was.
I want
to
see what that is.
Was it a joke? Was it even if it was a joke?
He's like, LOL. Like,
were they in the air?
No, they weren't in the air.
Thank God.
They were like taxied on the thing. But what I don't know is how do you figure out who airdropped something? They got it down to the seat. How?
I'm sure they could figure that out like fucking like that.
Oh, you
they
can
probably
see.
Stopped. Yeah, they probably helped everybody.
I bet they were like, raise your hand if you got an airdrop.
Or if you receive an airdrop, then once you accept it, can you see who is it in the details of who sent it to you? That's crazy how they.
Oh wait, yeah. Sometimes it says like iPhone is airdropping something to you, right?
Yeah.
Wait a second. Did he airdrop to everybody, or did he mean to airdrop it to a friend and then it got to somebody else?
I think he sent it to multiple people.
Yeah.
He looked like a creepy guy, why would you do that?
It's probably a weirdo who like got a rush from it. Like just send.
Dude, that guy's never gonna be able to fly on any airline. You're so fucked.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
You're done.
I just couldn't believe, like, the seat. Imagine being, like, next to the fucking guy. I'd be pissed if my flight was held up over something like that. Make for a good story, but yeah. Damn.
But I'm not going to lie. I've always wanted to experience some sort of altercation on a plane. No. But not nothing that, like, holds up everybody for hours, but just some, like, crazy lady, like the smoking on the flight. Like, that's insane. Yes. I just want to see something like that. Oh, I need it. What am I doing? No.
Whoa, that sounded crazy.
I can't believe I just manifested that. And that was a powerful manifestation that I just did.
If somebody was acting up on the plane, you know how like all the other passengers are like harassing them, be like, come on, what is your problem?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm the type of person who would be like, are you serious?
I definitely wouldn't be the person, but if I was the person and everybody yelling at me, I'd make me melt. Like
everybody sides against you.
Oh my God. That would make me want to off me.
How many of y'all want me off this plane? And everyone's just like,
like you think they're going to be with you.
Yeah.
Is not the answer.
I'm standing up for what is right in this world.
But it's crazy, like knowing how many, like seeing how many people take their phones out so quick because they want to be the first person to post that altercation
onto TikTok.
Insane. And like that's everyone's first thought in their head.
Now, if you were on a flight and they came up and go, so sorry, sir, we have to take you off this flight. We've overbooked and you're the one who's picked. Are you a person who would be like, are you kidding me? No, I paid for the seat.
It all depends.
No, I'd be like, what's the money? What's the offer?
No, I would definitely just question once and be like, there's nothing we can do. And they say no. I'd be internally pissed. I'd probably call Heath and be like, you would not believe what just happened. Like, just my luck, whatever.
You do not want to take it on them. But
when it comes to things like that, I'm kind of just like, you know what? Just go with it. It's like, like it was meant to turn out this way. I don't know. I'm just like, there is another flight. It's fine.
I'd be like, God wanted me off this plane for a reason.
Right.
Oh, y'all are going to stay? Oh, you weren't told to get off?
Yeah. Zane would walk off and be like, I can't wait to see what God happens.
Zane, you're like, oh, God didn't send y'all the memo?
Oh. You know what I'd be like? Man, you know what I'd do? I'd turn and be like, oh, I'm having a negative war in this plane.
Then they'd be like, you get.
Wait, no, that's not a threat.
You could.
I'd put up a fit like if I had to be somewhere. If I was catching a flight for like my brother's wedding when it happened. And
yeah,
I was
that sucks.
Like,
that
I would start offering other people. I go, I'll pay someone $200 right now if you want to switch seats with me.
That's what you would do.
They'd be like, like 55, 55, 50.
I think in that moment, because do they do that? They'll pick a random person on the plane? They do that.
I think that's
you saw that they tried to separate the mom and her like baby.
There's no way.
I feel like there's always.
How can they do that?
I saw that video.
I remember when I was in high school. We were on a trip and we had one of our I want to. One of our teachers, it was like a school trip kind of thing. We were going to a speech competition. One of our like coaches was like a larger lady, mm-hmm. and she went up and they were like, the woman at the thing goes, I'm sorry, ma'am, but due to your size, we're going to have to book you on two seats. And she was like, excuse me? And we were all like with her.
The lady said that to her first?
Yes. It was like Southwest Airlines and we're all on a school trip. And our teacher's this bigger lady. And the woman says this to her. She goes, are you kidding me? You're saying that I have to book two seats? And we're all like, what? And the flight attendant lady's like, I'm sorry, but that's just the protocol.
My gosh.
And then she was like, caused this huge ruckus. And then we went onto the flight and she like sat in her seat and like, she was like, take a picture, show them. I'm sending this to Southwest.
Wait, this happened on your flight?
No, it was just when I was in high school. We had one of our teachers.
Wow.
But it was so sad.
Wait, it was your teacher?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, but to be fair, some people need two seats. Yeah.
But who are you to make that discretion, though? Like the people booking the flight.
This is how it has to happen, right? I think you have to wait till that person's on the seat, and then you kind of make a decision from there.
Then you go up like when the plane's packed, and then like people are already in the place, and you're like, you need to pay another seat, like right. I think there should be specific seats built into the airplane that are for larger
people.
Just
bigger seats.
Or like a bench.
That's called first class.
Right. Something.
Are first class seats even wider than?
I think you should know what you can fit into. Right. But that is a bold fucking move for you to be working for an airline at someone going, I think we need to buy two seats.
She was feeling spicy that day, I think.
Do you think they rock, paper, scissors? Like, who's going to tell her?
I don't know.
Oh, what a job. Oh, that'd be terrible.
I couldn't.
I was like, what?
I've seen it happen at amusement parks a couple of times. Like when I worked at Dorney Park.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A couple times people get on and you could see the workers are like, it's not happening, but like they try until that person sitting there calls it for themselves.
Yeah, I think like, as long as you're okay. you're trying in front of them and showing that, I think that's the most you can do.
I went to Six Flags this past weekend, got stuck on a roller coaster.
You did?
Yeah. We were in line for this roller coaster. What was it called? Classic Revolution or something.
Describe the roller coaster.
It's the blue one right when you walk into Six Flags Magic Mountain that's right there to the left.
Yeah.
It's the one that goes over the waterfall thing. It's like classic. It says it's the first
world. Oh, full throttle.
Full throttle. It's called classic. Left it's called left. Revolution Classic, I think.
It's the first loop roller coaster, right?
Yes. I didn't even know.
I thought the first loop roller coaster was...
It's blue and white. I'm pretty sure it's called Revolution Classic at Magic Mountain. Oh, wow. Okay.
You got to put Magic Mountain.
You did not get stuck upside down.
No, but we're already in line. It breaks down and we're like, fucking hell. And so we're still standing in line. And then suddenly, and it's always weird when a ride breaks down because you're like, we got to wait for the mechanic. And then sure enough, it's like a guy comes and you're like, what's he going to do? You think a guy who's going to fix, like, are they going to like go down with like a wrench and tighten the bolts faster? No, it's usually because a person has a special key and they know they have to have like a designated person to reset the ride. I
would wait for it to run before I get on. Right,
they usually
the
do that. And so then it did it. They did three more rides. Finally, dude, we are in line. We get on the thing. We're excited. We're ready to go. We then go, you know, it just goes, it starts off. You go, woo. We're like, hey, woo. We go up and then just stop. And we're just stopped. And we're like, are you kidding me? Like, we're like all ready to go. We are on the fucking ride for over 20 minutes.
In the middle, like of the track.
Like, we just, like, went up.
That's him stuck upside down.
Oh, was it the one that goes backwards and forwards?
I never got to fucking ride the ride.
That's full throttle.
Oh, that's full throttle. All right.
And I just, you know, the worst, I had never been, like, that claustrophobic in my life where you're just trapped, like, in the cart. And
yeah,
not
that
knowing.
Sucks.
And then you're like, well, even if this goes, I don't want to fucking go anymore.
Can they even let you do that?
And so then, like, eventually, then the mechanic came back, and then he... let us go back. And then like we got out.
Right. All I'm thinking is Roller Coaster Tycoon, the blue guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
But thank goodness it got stuck there. I don't know. Imagine.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
There's nothing worse than getting stuck and you're just in that.
And it's tight, too.
Yeah.
How was Six Flags?
Oh, it was so cool. Oh. It was great. Have you been lately?
Not late. I want to go this summer, but. We went a couple summers ago. It's so much fun.
Go ride Twisted Colossus.
Colossus is so good.
You think you're getting on like this old school 90s ride, which I was excited about. That like it's been in a bunch of movies.
They just renamed it and like repainted it.
It's like a steampunk theme. And so it's not. So you go on it And then it turns into one of the more like steel kind of rides. But when you do one loop, the neck, and then you go back, you get to do it twice.
Oh, cool.
But then the people who are coming up the second time, you run into them while you're going up.
Oh, that's
and
fun.
So
it's the West Coast Customs ride.
So we got
it. Oh, yeah.
Coast Customs ride.
That's what you're describing right
the
now.
Car,
is,
that's the West Coast Customs one's the one with the cars. The Twisted Colossus is the big white
right
one.
Right in the front.
I know, but you're saying the first riders get to ride with this people and ride again. That's West Coast Customs.
They do that similar thing, but okay.
Those race against each other.
If you go split up and go with make sure some people go in the ride before, because it's so fun. You get to run into the other people going up the first time and they're looking at you going, have you gone up? And you're like, you're already like, fuck yeah, dude, you don't know what's about to happen.
And you and your friends, if you're in separate ones, they go through a dark room and then you guys end up together in the same train in the track.
Cool.
Stupid.
If it flips.
Yeah, but you get to like, you run into each other kind of like that on the thing, which
it's
is
like
cool.
It's like Dueling Dragons.
Yes.
Or Harry Potter now.
Is Dueling Dragons in Six Flags?
Yeah.
No,
it's a Universal.
Islands of Adventure.
Or Islands of Adventure.
Okay, because there's a Bring It On movie where one of the stunts
Dueling Dragons
is based off of the Dueling Dragons, because she's like, she's trying to get like creative, so she goes to the amusement park and she sees these two like corkscrew out. So in their routine, yes, they corkscrew away. Yes. They like throw these girls away from each other. It's so cool.
That's really cool,
always wanted to see it.
I was obsessed with Dueling Dragons when I was a kid, and it was my whole personality was Dueling Dragons for about a year.
Are you talking about like the roller coaster?
Yes.
I thought you were talking about the show.
No,
or like something.
I bought the shirt that was half blue, half red.
Dude, there's no fucking way.
I'm dead ass.
Just thinking of that roller coaster.
And I would wear it almost every day because it was like almost, I don't know if I thought that like it was so cool to be like, oh, I've been on this ride type deal. Like, yeah. I'm tall enough. I did it.
Well, which dragon was better? Which roller coaster?
I was Team Blue. I was Team Blue. Team Blue.
But you have a thing for dragons. Your whole
maybe
life.
I do.
Yeah.
But I was like obsessed in a weird way.
Like, would you watch?
That's my fucking shirt.
Oh my god!
That's my shirt.
That's funny.
You almost need like a rat tail to go with it.
I did. I had a mullet.
Oh my god!
But
that roller coaster was insane. Now, I gotta get a T-shirt. Through the gift shop.
The blue one's faster. Yeah. Much faster.
I would fight people. I'd argue them.
Team Red.
And then I don't know if I thought that like people like at this age that a lot of people were scared to go on it. So, like, I accomplished something, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, you went on that?
They made it seem like the most intense roller coaster at the park.
Bro, yeah. Shit was.
I know that. I know what feeling you're talking about. Like, when you first started riding roller coasters and you were like, I'm not scared anymore.
Yeah.
It's like you would go to the amusement park with your friends.
Yeah.
Oh. Like when you were 13, you would go with your friends and you'd be power walking. Be like, let's go do Talon. Come on, let's go do Talon. Yeah. And like, just to prove that you're not scared, be like, no, come on, next.
It's really fun. I've done it a lot.
Yeah, you would show like
you would, I know like, every like spanning corner.
It starts out really chill.
You would be on it and be like, there's a camera.
Camera person.
And you would try not to show emotion getting off. You'd just be like, next.
Next. There's nothing better though when the line is low on a roller coaster and you realize you could do it again.
No.
And you're going through.
Yeah.
You're going through those lines like
you're swinging.
Yes.
You're swinging.
You act like you own the place. You're saying hi to the people.
Oh fuck.
We're back.
When you were scared of roller, or like before we rode roller coaster, would you always ask like, does it have a loop in it? Right? And then, okay, so I used to not want to, like, do any roller coaster with loops, right? And then we went to Busch Gardens with our, with a bunch of, like, friends.
Yeah.
Right? And we went to Busch Gardens, and this was when Chikara was there, or it was one of the big roller coasters, and everybody got in line, and I was like, everyone's like excited, and I was like, yeah, and I'm behind them, and as it got closer, I tried to pull it off where I was on the roller coaster. For some reason, I thought it would work. Wait, was this the...
What?
Was this the Plantation Middle trip? No.
I only went for senior year. I don't know if that's what you're talking about.
No, no, no. Okay, yeah, no, it was the Busch Gardens
one. But you like Irish goodbye it?
Yeah,
like,
Irish goodbye, and they, to make him think I was with them riding this roller coaster because it was a big group. And then I went to the exit thinking that it would work. Like, they're all coming out of it.
You're like, woo! You're messing up your hair. Like,
yeah, it did not work. It did not work.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I remember just like arguing too, like, oh, no fronts, but no back. Back, you get to feel it the most.
Yeah,
it
whips harder. Yes, yes.
Whips harder.
I do like the back more than the front.
I love the front.
It whips harder.
It does go faster.
To Viper out there at Magic Mountain, the loops, it was the slowest loop I think I've ever gone on. I'm like, go, go. Like, I thought I was
so slow. Move, children.
while it's going slow, your head.
Yeah. Oh, my.
I'm done. I can't do it anymore. That's enough. It's a wrap.
Busch Gardens is like 10 minutes away from my grandparents.
Where are they?
There's a Busch Gardens in Florida?
Tampa.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, I thought it was only a Busch Tampa thing.
That's why I was confused, because I was going to ask if you went to Virginia, because I went to Busch Gardens in Virginia.
Oh, I didn't know it was a franchise. Wow.
Oh, I want to know, where are they testing these roller coasters? Is there somewhere where they're just like building them and like throwing them down things?
Yeah. Or like just done on some sort of
simulation. And then they guarantee, like, they have to build a test roller coaster first before they build the official thing.
You ever see them getting built? Like, you know how amusement parks, they trade roller coasters all the time?
Yeah.
We get a lot of like, we trade with like Cedar Point in Ohio.
What do you mean trade? You're just taking the plans and building.
They
disassemble
it. No, they disassemble it. So it's in pieces. So I don't think it's very hard for them to put
it
together.
It's like IKEA. Like, they're like,
yes, that's what it seems like though.
Just because a little. Does this work here? I guess.
There would be rumors going around the town like, we're getting this ride from Six Flags. And I'm like, holy shit, yes.
You think they just like airlift?
That's what I thought. And then I saw it in pieces and you could just see them like building the whole thing.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
Have you ever seen the abandoned water park on the way to Vegas?
Yes.
No. Yes. Yes.
Bro, the story behind that's crazy.
We just saw it for the first time, right?
Yeah.
I wish we went.
It like opened and closed like 3 or 4 times. Like, cause it was too
dangerous.
It was failing. So dangerous. So many people were getting like messed up at this water park.
What are these slides? Like,
it's like in the middle of the desert. And there was just like no safety or regulation or anything. There was like a zip line that you like hold on and you have to like ride it all the way to the end to drop in the water. But there's just like cactus and like rocks and sand all underneath. So if you don't make it to the end, you're just falling on.
That's a really good concept for a water park, like in the middle of a desert. Like, you have to drive out.
A little oasis.
But like,
oh yeah, I've always seen like music videos or like skaters at this place. Yeah. It's a scary kind of line of work to make theme parks, because you're creating places for people to go have a good time. But with it comes the risk that shit goes wrong at theme parks.
Like
people
fucking accident.
Die, yeah. People. Like, there's, and it's just so sad. Someone goes in there to have a good time and a bad thing happens.
Yeah. You know which one's pretty crazy, where they pull you up and you're just like hanging, looking up at the sky and your back is like to the ground and it's a free fall. They pull the pin and you just fall like 100 feet into a net.
What?
Yeah, I forget what park that's at.
If I was a massive, massive billionaire, if I just had like a shit ton of money, I would love to have like a cool ranch. And then on the ranch, it's not like you can't be like outside of my house and you can see it. It's like on the property, but you got to go on like a little golf cart to it. Have a carousel.
Yes, that's
like
cool.
Late at night, let's go ride the carousel. You get to go play your own music and just sit on it with like drinks and friends.
Yeah.
Have your own private carousel at night.
I feel like you could get one for not that much money.
Yeah, but that's going to take up so much space. You need property for it to not be such an eyesore, but it's a cool, fun thing just to go at
that
night.
Cool.
Like, and it's like 3 a.m, we're like, let's just go fucking ride the carousel. And you just go sit there, you can play your own music, and you just get to like drink and like hang out on it.
Yeah.
That'd be so dope.
Do you ever see those dads that build the makeshift roller coasters in the yard?
Yes.
But they're insane.
They're fast.
So
impressive.
Nice. Yeah.
And they're safer than a lot of these roller coasters, too.
Carousels are so pretty. Like, at night, the light, everybody looks so gorgeous on a carousel.
They're pretty, but there's still something haunting about them.
On the roof or something, right?
There's something very haunting about them.
Yeah, I know. They're quite enchanting. Cool.
They just remind you of clowns, too. I think that's what like makes it haunting,
too. Applebee's used to have the carousel horses? Was it Applebee's?
What do you mean? Like, you could eat, like, at the bars, there were, like, carousel horses?
No, they would just, like, that was their decor, were carousel horses. Am I crazy? Maybe it wasn't Applebee's. No, I swear it was Applebee's.
Applebee's, that doesn't sound like Applebee's aesthetic.
Type in like carousel horse restaurant.
Have they made any carousels where like every pole is like a stripper?
It's just
you obviously can't ride it, but just like
a nut. But that'd be a good music video.
Yeah.
A good hip hop music video.
Yeah.
Oh, stripper. Oh my gosh. So yes, good. There it is.
No way.
Oh my god. Weird.
Oh wow. Did you guys have any restaurants growing up where it was like character themed? Like you would go to the restaurant and there'd be like different characters that were your waiters?
No.
What do you mean?
Like look up Magic Time Machine in Addison.
This seems very like
yes. Mariah, you would love this place. Magic Time Machine in Addison.
Addison, right?
It's this place called like Magic Time Machine, and you can like eat in these like little different rooms and stuff, and you can have like Jack Sparrow or Napoleon Dynamite as your waiter and stuff.
Oh, that's what? Interesting.
And they have like these different.
Do they get to be whatever they want?
And you can have Indiana Jones.
Like yeah,
you bring your own costumes.
But you can eat inside of a magic hat. Every like little room has their own theme. This is a lot of the salad
Chitty
bar.
Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah, and they have like.
That's kind of cool. It's very
It's very kitschy.
I feel like it's wait, missing something.
Less of the salad bar, but
the bathroom.
Like,
and
you can book the little
love room.
You can eat inside a school bus. Like every table
that's
is unique.
Cool.
I always like going to the Magic Time Machine. Food's not that great though.
Some guy just bought like a restaurant that like had failed, and it's very all over the place, kind of jungle pirate. Like there's like a ship in the middle of it, and
here.
No, I don't remember where it was. I think it was like...
Yeah, I love a good tacky themed restaurant though.
Yeah, so they're fun. Like Margaritaville can be beat.
Margaritaville, I do think can get a little bit more wacky. Sometimes it's a little tame.
They need to push it.
They need to push the theme. Like let's go... Because they try to package it like a hotel thing too. So it's like kind of chic.
Right.
The New York... Have you been to the one in New York City?
Yeah.
You went on the top of the balcony? God, that is... You can't beat that.
Yeah. Or Rainforest Cafe.
Rainforest Cafe.
Hotspot.
Hits, man.
Did you see that YouTube video of a guy who went to every Rainforest Cafe in the U.S.?
That's really?
Cool. He went on like this road trip and did it. And I, halfway through the, like, actually I was like, felt like I was only 5 minutes. The whole thing was like, I think an hour long video. I was like, I got angry watching it because I was like, I wish I did this. Like, it was so like, the dude is so cool. He has the funniest friends. It's just a good time.
Remember how cool you were if like seeing people with Rainforest Cafe shirts, you're like, damn. And you would like, it'd be like Myrtle Beach. And you're like, ugh.
I try to collect them. I only like the classic logo. Sometimes when you go through the gift shop, they have just like these new Rainforest Cafe. I like the 90s looking logo that says the location.
Did we talk about that restaurant that we went to in Topanga? Did we tell Matt about that? Because Matt, you would absolutely love it.
So
you and
nice.
Patricia should go.
It's a perfect date night spot.
What is it called?
The Inn at 7th or 7th?
The Inn at 9th?
The Inn at 7th Ave. It's indoor, outdoor.
Stunning.
How far is Topanga?
It was like a 30, 35 minute drive from here. But there's like a creek that runs through the back. It's like a house, but like multiple levels, and there's a creek that runs through the back, and you can like sit out there, and then you can sit down at the water level, and every seat is like, you get like a gazebo or like a cutout pocket. I think it's rated like Southern California's most romantic restaurant.
Dope.
Yeah,
and there's like
really
a gift
cool.
shop there too that has like a bunch of like cute knickknacks and stuff.
I want to check it out.
You guys don't need to vote for my mom anymore. She lost the competition.
Oh, no.
Second place.
Second? Who got first?
Some lady that just kept on buying votes.
Damn.
Ugh. So wait, there was a buying vote thing. There was money involved.
Yeah.
I had a feeling.
My mom felt really defeated. But yeah, you guys were voting a lot because my mom kept on like beating other competitors.
Paying,
so my mom would like authentic, like my mom was getting votes from you guys and she was going up, but then the other ladies will just, they'll just buy votes and they'll go on top of her.
Mm.
And and there was like what, a total of 12 fucking rounds. I was like, yeah, mom, if you're going to be going against these like other ladies that probably have a lot of money that are just putting in a lot of money just to be, I was like, this is gonna be really hard to
get her in Maxim, get her in Sports Illustrated.
I was
your
just
mom,
gonna say, we'll, we gotta get revenge Sports Illustrated. I know you watch sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get her in a bikini with flames.
Yes.
Yeah.
With a hose.
For firefighter.
With
yeah.
a hose.
Yeah, we'll get it. Let's just make a
Mogzilla Fitness magazine.
Throw
her on there.
Give her something.
Literally just make it and just put it in the magazine stands. I think that's good enough.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah, just for to make her feel better.
Absolutely.
But yeah. But yeah, thank you for voting. Really appreciate it. What else?
I think that's about it.
Yeah,
you can
get
the best coffee in the world. We have a Cremacha starter kit that's going to have all the, you know, essentials that you need to get started. We've got coffee, K-cups, bagged. You can get whole bean espresso, a bunch of different flavors at cremota.com. Make sure to check it out.
We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. For $5 a month, you can get a bunch of bonus content. We have a private Discord. We do live Q&As on there. We
I might show the cat.
This
unwind. Oh,
okay. Ooh. Okay. We also have our early access videos for these episodes that we post 2 days earlier,
all
ad free. And we also have the unwind episodes, which we do right after we finish recording every episode, where it's just another bonus little podcast that we do.
It's like an extended length, if you will. We just keep the cameras rolling another like 25, 30 minutes, whatever. We'll play board games. We'll just hang out.
Yeah.
Talk shit.
Little hang.
I have a shout out.
Patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
I directed and shot Adam Melcher's new music video, Garment Bag.
Oh,
it comes out. Well, it comes out tomorrow. Adam Melcher.
Oh, wait, it's edited already?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Very good.
Shot it all on Super 8. It looks really, really cool. Wow, it would mean a lot if you went and watched and commented.
And make sure to follow the cat. They're probably going to make him an Instagram.
Oh, my gosh. Deenie Weenie, Deenie Martini.
The real Deenie Martini.
Official.
Official Dino Bambino.
All right. We love you guys. Thank you so much. And we'll see you in a second, Ryan.
Toodles.